Well, howdy guys, now I've got a little bee in my bonnet today. Gotcha. Now there was a kind of a program on Netflix called The Tinder Swindler. And apparently it's a true story. And it's about this guy who kind of swindled money out of femons on Tinder. And how these femons lost money and the outrage they have for it. Which is kind of ironic really, isn't it? Because I know loads of guys who've been swindled or scammed out of money by femons. And I'm sure you do too. But apparently that's okay. Such is the double standards of femons. But how did this guy swindle money out of them? Well, it's the femons' greed that was their downfall. He pretended he was in the family of a diamond mogul's company or something, and he was very rich. So obviously all these femons that he duped were gold diggers. Because it wasn't because of his suave looks and everything else. It was because they thought he had money. And apparently he's duped about $10 million out of these femons. And it kind of makes you wonder where these femons got the money in the first place. And eventually he has been arrested on some other charge, I believe. Because you imagine if it's against the law for femons to scam males out of money, they'd all be in jail. Oh, just a minute. No, they wouldn't. Because every time a femon commits a crime, you always see in the headlines, spared jail. Spared jail. Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And probably none of these femons were looking for love and a partner. They were looking for money. And here's another bee in my bonnet. Got him. You know how femons try to shame men a lot about going to these sex places for tourism, like, say, Thailand or Philippines? And how the femons are saying it's disgusting and degrading and you think one moment, oh, just a minute, the femons have got some morals at last. But nah, not really. You see, really, it's jealousy. These men are going to these places and willingly giving over their money to these femons. And these femons are getting the man's money and the other femons aren't. And that cheeses them off. And these femons are doing exactly the same sort of thing in the Western world, except they're too damn expensive. They virtually outpriced themselves. And all these sort of Western femons saying, oh, these guys are forcing these femons to go with them. Well, I lived and worked in Thailand for over 10 years. And I got to know a lot of bar girls as friends. I was never their customer. Well, maybe a couple. And everyone that I knew at least did it because they wanted to, because it was easy money. They could do a day job and they could work long hours for a little pay. Or they could do the bar thing and make a great deal of money, for not too much effort. Now, I'm not saying there isn't femons in a terrible situation, but I never met one. And of course, the other reason why femons are shaming men about it all, not only because their money is going to these femons instead of them, but most of these femons are far more attractive and slimmer than they are. We all know that jealousy is a strong emotion in femons. And of course, hatred is another one that's very close behind. And I was thinking about a kind of a fantasy land in my head. Let's say in this fantasy land, femons could be charged for lying and deceiving and scamming males out of money. And they'd be sent to jail. Think how much quieter the world would be that we lived in. Alas, it's just a dream. And that was just a couple of bees in my bonnet. I'll let it go this time. Take it easy, guys.